everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Got a little cold going on.
Good times.
Nice nose thing going, and then the sore throat, so I have to hang my mouth wide open and breathe. And,
as opposed to how you usually breathe? Oh, you know it would be nice right now is to get a load of you eating on mic.
Oh, yeah.
Like a rhino.
I can't get air unless my mouth is hanging wide open, and it's not a real attractive look. If any of you have seen that mouth hanging open look.
That slack jaw look.
Yeah, nice. You look dumb. Yeah. You just don't look cool with your mouth gaping wide open. It's something I found out today as I looked around. I went into my office this morning with this horrible sore throat and demanded to look at everyone's uvula. That little thing that hangs down that everyone thinks is your tonsils.
Oh, people think that's your tonsils?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I don't know if everyone does, but I did growing up.
Okay.
I think I did.
All right.
Yeah, I did. Did you guys think that, like, if somebody said when you were in fifth grade, draw some tonsils, you'd draw a mouth and then that thing hanging down in the middle of it, right? And I think I thought that was the tonsils for, you know, well into my adult life.
Wow.
But the point is I demanded to look at everybody's in the office because mine seemed to be the size of Fred Flintstone's thumb after he got it hit with a hammer.
Did it throb bright red like Fred's?
Red, and it was like a. It was really
it was glowing.
Like it's like a thumb. It was a midget's thumb hanging
actually,
from the inside of my mouth.
Was there an ulcer on it? Could you see a little white patch?
No ulcer on it.
Sometimes that sometimes responds to antibiotics.
Oh, so. Well, I've had it. I've decided that I may have a small penis, but I have a large uvula.
Congratulations!
So, yeah, I've been touched by God.
So have you been trying to figure out what use to put that to?
I went. What? What you used to put it? Yeah, maybe helping other penises. I went and looked at everyone in my office, and I was surprised to see how much they varied.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jimmy's uvula, which, again, is the thing that hangs down in the middle of your throat when you open your mouth, looks like a little rat's tail. It's pointy. It comes to a sharp point, and it's thin and long, and, I mean, it looks like if you took the last 5/8 of an inch of a rat's tail, maybe 3/4 of an inch of a rat's tail, and pinch it off and hung it down. That's exactly, I mean, it literally comes to a point.
Some people have like a little heart hanging at the end. A little,
yeah.
And some people drags on their tongue.
Yeah, his was hanging down and sort of flopped over.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't just sitting there in the middle. Like mine looks like a speed bag. That's what my tongue does when it gets bored. Works over the uvula. I looked around. I saw his brothers. He had that same sort of cat. He had the rat tail hanging there. And some other guys. I had by far the largest. So let me see yours. Now I got to see what this looks like. Let's see. It's hard to see. I got a flashlight.
My breath in your club?
No, I got choked on a lozenge. I got to take a look. Tell me, your doctor. Tell me what you think of mine.
No, I got to get the light.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, there. I'm going toward the light. You ready?
Yeah. Head back a little bit. You know what happens? You know what's the problem now? I looked up at the light, and I got
your
black spot. But
right.
I did see something unusually thick.
Yeah,
so it's nice that you have one appendage that is thick.
Yeah, I got one girthy appendage. It's inside my mouth. All righty. So everyone look at yours and then
and
look
at
your
friends.
By the
way, what I also could see is, you know, you need like what's called a uvula palatoplasty. You're not only do you have nasal septal problems, you have no hole going in the back of your throat either.
I don't get a lot of air.
Your tongue touches your soft palate.
Yeah, I'm almost dead.
You're almost occluded. All airways shut down.
No
wonder you don't sleep. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Think how smart I would be if I get proper oxygen to my brain.
You seriously need to get a sleep evaluation.
All right.
Why didn't you dad to say something about this?
Because he's so scared to talk to me.
Yeah.
He's busy apologizing for not having enough nitrous pumped into the waiting room. Drew, we'll get a little flashlight, take a look in there during the break, right?
Right.
Tara?
Flashlight?
No.
Flashlight, please.
Yeah. I got one in my car.
Right.
Osman?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, 22.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
How you doing?
Good. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, right now.
All right. Well, hold on a second.
Might want to get back on a headset.
Scott? 21?
Yes.
What's up?
How are you guys?
Good. I got a little sore throat, but...
That's good. How's Dr. Drew?
I'm fine.
Good.
I hear you're a passionate man.
Passionate man.
Even in Buffalo, they know that, huh?
Yes, I'm from Buffalo. My question is me and my girlfriend, we're trying to have a kid, and...
21?
We noticed, like, the other day that my sperm came out of her.
Right.
And I don't know if that's normal or...
That's normal.
Were you guys eating and she burped? She belched?
No. I mean, we're right after we're... Excuse me. Right after we were done making...
Oh.
She stood up and... Wow.
No, she wasn't standing up. She was still laying down. And she laughed because I made a joke and it came out.
Wow. Man, you must be funny. I got one guy to do that out of his ass once, but never a chick. Wow.
No, that's normal, and it does not significantly reduce the probability of pregnancy.
It doesn't.
No.
Why not?
You get plenty in there.
Because I read that sperm lives up to 72 hours inside a woman.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is, but it's in there. Believe me, it's like, what would be an equivalent? I mean, there's millions of sperm in there. You don't have to have every drop of fluid in.
But this didn't just happen just a little bit. It happened like...
Listen, it's fine. Don't worry. It's fine.
But the thing is she's also on depression medicine.
Yeah.
And I hear some girls get during pregnancy.
Well, after pregnancy is when it happened. But she shouldn't be getting pregnant on depression medicine.
I should talk to her about that?
She needs to talk to her doctor about that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that they are absolutely contraindicated, but... There are concerns about that.
Well, how depressed can she be? She's having a good romp in the sack and then a nice laugh with a bubbling crude coming out of her. I mean, what's wrong with that? Eric?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Yeah, for the past year and a half now, I've been getting more and more attracted to guys.
Yeah.
sorry, I just... It's just a little weird. I don't know if I'm, like, I want to tell my friends and my parents that I'm gay.
Why?
I don't know. There's
definite mason jar behind this. I just feel it.
I just feel like...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to tell them.
Yeah. All right, well...
But I don't know how. I mean, how can I tell them without, like...
Why don't you hold off, okay? Why don't you pick some friends that you know or care about you, who are close with you... And tell a couple of them, but realize that you don't accomplish anything really by telling your parents or family, unless you're convinced that they will be totally accepting and cool with it. If you have any concerns about how they're going to react, this includes friends as well. Get a group of gay friends who've been through this together and get some support going and think about it. And
yeah,
there's no advantage to doing it at this point.
Yeah, there's not really like many. Gay people I know.
Well, there's gay and lesbian youth centers, and I'm certainly you're in Phoenix. There's probably several there.
Well, you never have you ever been with a guy?
Just once, and
yeah,
it didn't get really, you know,
yeah,
anything.
Hey, how do you know you're gay?
What?
He stays increasingly attracted to guys.
All right. Yeah. Oh, look, why don't you wait till you're sure you're gay?
Okay.
You don't want to make that move.
Just think about it, Eric. Guys don't sit down at the dinner table and announce the first time they have any kind of sexual relationship with anyone. They don't announce that. Why do you feel you have to announce this potential that you have? It's not even something you're doing yet.
Your parents religious?
No, not at all.
Well, do you love them?
Yeah, I like them a lot. So
you get along with them well?
Yeah, most of the time.
How do you think they'd be if they found out you were gay?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure my mom would be pretty receptive. Her sister's a lesbian, and, I mean, she was fine with it.
All right.
Sisters were just her uncle, or my uncles had a problem with it.
All right.
He's had a problem. What?
Well, they didn't talk to her for about, like, 3 or 4 years.
This is your mom's brother?
Two of my mom's brothers.
Didn't like the fact that their sister was gay.
Right.
So there's something going on in the family here. You don't really want to deal with all that. You're 16.
All right.
Just get some friends together who've been through this, who can support you and talk about it, think about it, and then when the time comes, go right on ahead.
Yeah. You know, I think I get a sore throat from talking too much, too, you know? Do you know that I'm frequently cut off by my friends' phone machines? That I
exceed so
the allotted time.
It's because there's so much silence in between each word.
Too much stuff in there. And,
No. It's just they just like, beep.
No, how dare you? No, I just have a lot to say, and I end up getting cut off. And then I have to call back, and oftentimes I'm cut off the second time.
Do you sound like that?
Like this, or like blah, 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 blah?
Like blah, blah, blah.
Basically, yeah. And you know, I said to Jimmy today that phone machines need to be able to decipher the difference between inane ramblings of some family member and poignant social commentary delivered by a professional like myself.
Or just a receiver left off the hook.
Yes, thank you. Osmond?
Yes.
Can you get off the speakerphone, please?
Speakerphone now, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you in a bathroom?
Yeah, right now. I just got done waving.
Can you get out of the bathroom?
Yeah, hold up. Let me get my zipper up.
All right, hold on.
Well, evening with Osmond.
I guess Osmond does a lot of national radio. He's very relaxed. Very relaxed. You know my other huge invention, Drew? I got fruit in the middle yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
I got the heated sofa.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is huge. I got jeans with panty lines sewn into them.
Right.
And now I got the flush delay on the toilet. I've talked about this before.
Set the timer.
You don't have to set a timer. All I need is 5 seconds. I can't tell you the hundreds of times I'm on the pot. I've had a conversation, and here's how it works every time. I'm talking to somebody on the phone. I've gone number two. I don't want to leave the mess in the toilet. I try to lean out of the bathroom, sort of holding the phone away as far as I can, flush, and make a quick leap move away from the flush sound, because there's nothing worse than someone catching you on the pot. What was that? Were you on the pot? You were taking a dump the whole time we were talking about my relatives.
And your friends be merciless.
Right. But here's the problem. Oftentimes, I say, nah, don't flush it. Don't chance it. And I just walk away.
Game over.
Then I hang up the phone and leave. Then I return with somebody, and they say, can I use the bathroom? And I go, yeah, no problem. And there's a big Duke floating in there. And they don't I can't explain the whole phone thing. You know you're in trouble
you
when someone...
You bring a date back to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you
nice.
Know you're
that's
in trouble
nice.
When someone wants to use your bathroom, and you hear the door shut and the toilet flush immediately. You go, are they done already? And then you think... Nope.
Oh.
There must have been something in there.
It's no wonder your housekeeper has post-traumatic stress disorder, you know?
I have to pay for therapy. Mike?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to know when you're going to do the Howard Stern show again.
Oh, geez. I don't know. It hasn't been that long. It's only been a month or two, right?
Yeah.
That was
the best Howard Stern 2 days I've ever listened to. So.
Well, thank you. I imagine when we go back there, we'll do it. And whenever we go to New York. Thanks.
That sounds good. My question is for Dr. Drew. I'm a pharmacy technician for a pretty big chain of pharmacies. And my problem is I've got 3 or 4 times... a customer has come in with a valid doctor's prescription for the morning after pill, and the pharmacist refuses to fill the prescription. And not only will he refuse, but he'll call other pharmacies around town and tell them to refuse.
Well, have you tried talking rationally to this person?
Yes, he says in his mind it is abortion.
Why doesn't he stop prescribing any birth control then?
Well, that's not an abortion.
But why does he start refusing to fill any? Because they all have the same potential to have
I brought that up to him, and quite frankly, I tried to get into a rational discussion, and I admittedly don't have all the facts about the differences between the morning after pill and regular birth control.
Get it. Get the facts. There really is almost no difference. Go research it yourself. That's what you got to do. And you got to get the current stuff, because the old stuff looks a little iffy. It looks like maybe it does impair implantation because that's where all the research was directed. And if you look at the effect on implantation, it looks exactly the same as Celebrex and Vioxx and other birth control pills used the way they're supposed to be used. So go get them the stuff. Get them literature.
Let me tell you what people really have a problem with. It is the we are doing something after the fact to try to prevent a pregnancy, and that's what freaks them out. Well, do you know what I mean? It's the order of things. It's not right. The science of things. Yeah.
His main point was that fertilization had already taken place.
No, Mike, no. It works by preventing egg from being released.
Okay.
It has no more probability of allowing fertilization than the other pills. And when fertilization does take place, it only works 70% of the time. That 30%, fertilization took place, they get pregnant.
But let me say this, too, and I don't know the legalities of this, but can't you tell that goddamn old-timer just to, hey, Grandpa, give me the drugs and save the moral evaluation for your screwed-up lesbian kid?
Well, what I was going to ask, okay, this has happened with three different patients and three different pharmacists, believe it or not. And like I said, he calls other pharmacies and tries to tell them to...
But, Mike, arm yourself with the facts.
Wait a minute, though. I don't understand this. Like, if I want to... Suppose I want something for herpes or crabs or some condoms. He's there to dispense
exactly. These
things. He's not there to make moral judgments. I would say that it would be against the law, is it not?
I don't think it's against the law for him to refuse.
No, it's all right for him to refuse. I don't objection to what he does. That it's irrational what he's doing. And if he would choose to have no oral contraceptive and get Vioxx and Celebrex off the shelf in his pharmacy, then I'd say, well, there you go. He believes a certain way, and that's fine. Let's not argue with him. But he's irrational that he should pick this product as the one that he takes issue with. How does he feel about certain kinds of IUDs?
He's fine with them. I'll be honest. I really don't know the names of some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So if an IUD was being prescribed...
No, it's just IUD. It's a certain kind of contraception that's in the uterus.
What I was really wondering, what would be my options to tell some of these people? I mean, if they're getting denied...
Why don't you find a pharmacy that you know does do this, somebody you can sort of form a relationship with, or at least an alliance with, who sees the facts the way they are... They need to be interpreted.
These people need to be punished, and they need to be punished in the way that makes this country great, which is no more business. You need to say to these people who are coming to you, look, who's the doctor who sent you here? Someone needs to get
word back to the doctor
and say, hey, no more sending people over to this guy.
That's a good point.
And you know what? You screw up a couple of chicks with the morning after pill, and you don't get the other 99% of business. I mean, this is the way this capitalist system works.
Yeah.
People got to feel the pinch a little bit.
Vote with their feet.
They vote with their feet. Huh? Oh, okay. I was picturing you punching those little things out
with your feet.
No, not
literally fighting with your feet.
No, yeah, that's right. You vote with your pocketbook, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you always think is gay, that word pocketbook, especially when they refer to like, oh, you really feel the pinch in your pocketbook.
You like underpants.
Say wallet.
But you don't like pocketbook.
Wallet. Pocketbook sounds gay on a guy, doesn't it?
And underpants?
Underpants is okay.
Okay.
Pocketbook is gay for a guy.
All right.
You'd never refer to your wallet as a pocketbook, would you? Is your wallet a pocketbook?
No.
Pocketbook's like a purse.
I would never use that word, period. So let's go on.
All right. Okay, but listen, Drew, you're not angry enough. I don't like when... To me, this is irresponsible and dangerous, and I don't want to go too crazy here, but even potentially life-threatening.
Well, I mean,
you're steering somebody away who now could get pregnant, who could get an abortion, who could get into trouble, or have a kid and have some difficulties with that. I mean, this is not a minor thing. It may seem minor, but it has grand-scale implications. Somebody who... Maybe this was the last day. Maybe you delayed them just enough for the pregnancy to take and for them to now have to go through the emotional and physical thing of an abortion.
Forget emotional or physical. For that particular pharmacist, this individual will get an actual abortion. They will actually have an abortion.
Right.
The thing you could have prevented will actually go down.
Right. Except for they think it's an abortion pill.
Except it's not.
Okay. I'm saying you, anybody who gets any crap from any pharmacist who's passing any judgment on them or anything like this, you just take your business somewhere else and notify your doctor. Yep. I mean, Drew, if a couple of your patients came to you, albeit no one's had sex in 90 years because they're all Jews that are about 160 years old, but if one of them theoretically had sex and a few came to you with this and mm-hmm. said, hey, this guy's not doing it.
No, that he called three other pharmacies I tried to go to.
And you would gladly just steer all your patients somewhere else, right?
I would go insane. I would call every other physician in town. I would have a big deal about it.
Right, that's what everyone should do. Just get on the horn, make a few phone calls, and dry this old geezer's business right up. Thank you. Natalia?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I can't even get the question out. You guys were just talking about the whole emergency contraceptive thing,
mm-hmm.
and how you were saying it's only 70%.
It's 70% overall over 3 days. If you get it in the first 24 hours, it's more towards 80.
Right now it is the first 24 hours.
All right, you can get more like 80-90% out of it if you get it right now.
All right. But I don't have access to it right now, and I'm just like extremely nervous.
Get it in the first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning. Go
where? Where should you get it?
Do you have a doctor?
No, not the one that's really... He's really close with my parents, so I don't think I can...
Natalie, Natalia, if he reports to your parents, he's breaking the law.
Yeah. Look, if they're hanging around playing golf and drinking beer, loose lips.
Yeah, that's why I don't
They're social friends?
Tell my dad.
They're social friends?
Yeah, like, he'll go... Like, sometimes when my doctor's working late at night and my dad wants to see him, he'll like bring him his dinner and stuff like that. They'll be really good friends. Like, go up to Santa Barbara.
Go to an urgent care center then.
What do you mean urgent care center?
Like just some sort of a walk-in clinic, or go to Planned Parenthood. Go to Planned Parenthood up there. Okay. Planned Parenthood. Look, 1-800. Wait, where's the phone number here?
But by tomorrow, what's like the percentage?
It's still in the 80-90% range. You're still. Okay. It's better than not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Go do it.
1-800-PULL-OUT.
It's 1-800-230-PLAN. 1-800-230-PLAN. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck. Good times. As we've said many times on the show, I'm very saddened that this show seems to be one of the only outlets for this information, this morning after pill information.
Yeah, here's the thing. I object to abortion, too. I have a problem with it. Therefore, here, as I look at the landscape of how I can do something to decrease abortions in this country, here it is.
Right.
This prevents fertilization from taking place.
Right.
Not implantation, fertilization. Period. It eliminates it. And when it happens, they get pregnant. And then you got another problem to deal with.
Here's the fundamental problem, Drew. most of the people that are against abortion would be for this pill.
Yeah, but if they were rational.
No. No, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to modify it a little bit. Most people, everyone hates abortion and everyone thinks it's ugly.
Yes.
Then there's the portion who is just against it and thinks it should be illegal.
Right.
And then there are the mouthpieces for that group.
Yeah.
And I would say most people in that group are...
Rational.
They're rational. They're like yourself. Yeah. They would like to get rid of this. Yeah. But the people along the top, they're not so interested in ending the abortions. They like to punish just a little bit. You know that personality I'm talking about?
Mm.
You think you're just going to have sex willy-nilly and then take a pill and it's all going to be better? No. That ain't the way it's going to work. And they're very much into that. You made your bed, Missy. You sleep in it now. Mm. You shouldn't be able to... You know, they always get very upset about stuff being used as birth control. You can't just use abortion as birth control. You can't just have random indiscriminate sex and then expect to have it all go away. See, it's more of a message that they're trying to send than a sort of bottom line... pragmatic issue, which is, look, are you against abortions or not?
Yeah.
And who are these people? These are the ones who didn't get laid in high school, everybody.
Well,
and now your case has become a mission. Drew, you sat across this woman, Jane Hathaway, who was in here crowing about Jesus and abortions and all that 6 months ago. Does she look like she's ever gotten a good reaming in her life? How much play you think she got in high school? Huh? No. Her stepdad had a crack at her when she was 12, and that's the last time anyone got near her. And now, we're all going to pay.
We'll be right back.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Osman, known as Mr. Personality, to his friends and family. Osman?
Hey, what's up?
All right, there we go, buddy.
Okay, we're
Hold on a second there, Osman.
Okay.
Osman's 22. He's a cross-dresser. He uses motor oil to lube up and... lube up his hand and shove it in his butt? We'll find out whether he's going with a Durblend, a full synthetic, or just a standard 30 weight after this. Hey.
I think real candy's got to have chocolate, though.
Loveline. Just digging into a nice big basket.
I freaked Adam out by telling him his uvula hangs on his tongue.
I've never seen it on
does.
There.
Check it out. Go
does
look.
It rest on it?
It's folded forward on it.
No, yes. It's just swollen up.
It's swollen, but it's also resting on the back.
Do I have one of the bigger uvulas you've seen?
Yeah, you do, buddy.
Thanks.
Big boy.
Yeah. Really feel good around the gym, you know? Walking around with my mouth hanging open. Other guys in their puny uvulas. I tell you, it's great. It's great when you have the big uvula. You got a couple chicks and... you want to go hot tubbing? These guys are all keeping their mouths closed because they're embarrassed. Not me. Now I'm just hanging on the edge, my mouth wide open. Of course, I'm wearing a towel in the jacuzzi, but the mouth wide open, man. Thanks, baby. Oh, man. Fighting a cold off here. That's what we're talking about. Osman?
Hey, what's up, dude?
All right there, Osman. So Osman's 22.
Yep.
He says he's a cross-dresser.
Yeah, kind of. I don't really consider it cross-dressing. It's just like I'm really a freak, man. Uh-huh. I wear like three different pair of pantyhose.
Something charming about his honesty and frankness.
Yeah.
Puckish.
Yeah, I like doing it. I'll even go into public places dressed like that. And, you know, I kind of get off on the way people look at me and react to the way I'm dressed differently.
Well, how do they know you're wearing three pair of pantyhose? How does that show, by the way?
Because that's all I wear is the three pair of pantyhose. And then I've got a pair of black underwear I put on and like a black leather lace-up kind of Marilyn Manson thing I wear.
Faggot better run like a corset, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I got a Hot Topic in the mall, man.
And so you get...
What do you do? Do you work at a video store?
No, dude. I'm out of a job, actually, right now.
He couldn't even work like that.
So I've had all this free time on my hands.
Yeah.
And I've discovered this weird fantasy.
Well, you know, they say the devil makes work for idle hands. And I think you're doing a good job of driving that point home.
No.
What are you doing with your ass now?
Well, I'm actually... pretty much working it over pretty good here lately.
Uh-huh.
With all the free time. I recently had to put some oil in my car.
Uh-huh.
And I only needed to put like a half quart in it.
Right.
And the rest I brought in with me. And, you know, I live by myself. I don't have a girlfriend or anything, so...
Shocking.
I figured I'd try it out, and ever since then it's really become an addiction.
You pour the oil all over your hand?
Or, you know, whatever object, you know, that I find that would be, you know, appropriate for that.
What kind of
night.
Appropriate objet are heading up the keister there?
Well, you know the old Brut bottles?
Uh-huh.
A lot of times I'll use those.
Yeah. Wait, which side?
I'll do the nail polish bottle.
Aren't you afraid these things are going to get stuck up there?
Well, I usually hold on to it, you know. Well, I don't let it, like, you know, get lost in there or anything.
What end of the Brut bottle are you using?
The thin end, dude.
Oh, okay, all right.
The thicker end.
Well, hell.
And just kind of ream it a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of times I'll make it sore. And I'll kind of be proud of that fact, you know, that I've done myself that way. You know, it's really different, and I enjoy being different.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just like when I dress up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just kind of wondering what you guys' opinion on that was.
What kind of motor oil?
10W40.
10W40.
My favorite brand.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's good. I'd go to a, I'd go to maybe a 30 grade.
A 30 grade?
30 weight. Like a I might go to a thinner
synthetic
weight. During the winter, yeah, because it gets colder.
I see.
And viscosity gets a little bit thicker.
I see.
And you may also want to think about an additive. How many miles do you have on your anus?
How many miles? Quite a bit, dude.
Uh-huh. And is this
like STP or
in my car?
Is this a highway miles or a lot of stop and go?
All different kinds.
A lot of bumper to bumper?
Bumper to bumper.
Yeah. Boy, all kinds.
You may want to step up to a nice additive.
A nice additive? Like, are you talking like the fuel additive or something?
Well,
maybe
you know,
get a fire going?
Well, there's all that, Z-Max stuff and all that kind of stuff. But that stuff can affect your seals.
Okay.
And you can leak Duke.
Okay.
So I'd say just step up to an organic type of thing like STP.
But
add that every other Fabergé bottle,
like
every other Brute bottle. Yeah. What?
Like is this kind of sadistic or?
Yeah.
Not great.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what should I do about it? Because it's like a new fantasy for me, and I really don't know how to react to it.
Do you, Osmond, ever hear voices?
Do I ever hear voices?
Mm-hmm.
On some instances, but...
What are they telling
you? You're insane.
Like, well, I know I'm insane, but usually they only come when I'm, like, not in reality, you know?
And what makes you get out of reality?
Okay, well, there's certain things on this earth, if you know what I mean, that'll take you to places that only things like that will take you to.
You talking about chemicals?
Oh, yeah.
Brute bottle? What are you into?
Usually the grass thing.
Yeah.
But you know, like the hydroponics, you know, so,
yeah, so when you do fine, when you do good strong weed, you start hearing voices. Do you ever see things?
Well, usually when I eat the psilocybin like that and the acid thing, but
do you have a long
when I'm under the influence of these things, I don't, you know, do the motor oil thing.
Have you done a lot of these drugs, acid at all?
No. The most I've ever done is with, like, the marijuana and
all right.
Cocaine.
Listen, what happened to you? Did someone rape you or beat on you or do something horrible to you?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see your parents die in front of you or anything good like that?
Both of my parents are alive.
Oh, those poor bastards. Listen, anyway. Osmond, you got to get yourself some help, baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's medication to help with this.
I got to get myself some help.
And in a huge, huge way.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, walk around the mall with panties on and a Brute bottle hanging out of your keister. This is no way to live, especially around the holidays.
No, and he's miserable.
I'm miserable just talking to him.
Just think about the one act of trying, of stimulating yourself in a kind of aggressive way until you harm yourself. Just that. Not a good thing.
No. All right, so what should he do?
You need to see a psychiatrist. You need to be honest with them.
Okay.
And there's ways to make you much more comfortable.
All right. Speaking of screwy, what about this Anastasia there? Or what the hell name is that? Yeah? Finds her dog attractive? Yeah?
All right, here we go.
Is that Anastasia? Anastasia?
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Is that how you spell Anastasia?
No.
Yeah, well...
No. What's up, Anastasia?
Yeah, I'm 16. Mm-hmm. And, hey, Dr. Drew, hey, Adam, I love you both. And me and my boyfriend, Shoes, they both say, you know, your names.
Thank you.
And I hope you feel better, Adam. But, okay, my question is, the strangest, like, weirdest things turn me on, like dogs and their penises, and then very old men, like, you know, like Sean Connery, and then fat guys.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if I'm just, like, weird or stupid or, like... I don't know, crazier.
No, you're not stupid.
Well, you got range, baby. I'll give you that. James Bond, dogs, and fat guys. I mean, you've covered some ground. Old guys. Give us a dog example. Yeah, you have a dog you're attracted to?
Well, yeah, I have a German Shepherd.
Uh huh.
And every time it itches itself, it's like its penis comes out of that little like sack holder type thing.
Right.
And then
right.
just comes out and it just makes me, you know, hot and stuff.
Yeah. How old were you when you first had sex, or have you had sex?
No, I haven't.
Not had sex?
No.
It's like your arousal wires are kind of crossed right now, okay? that all kinds of stimuli are sort of evoking things that maybe they shouldn't. And
German Shepherd's a good-looking dog.
And so it suggests that
something... It really is an attractive dog.
Something went on. Something went on in your development that sort of crossed the wires and things. Were you raised in a lot of chaos?
I like to make trouble, but, you know, nothing bad.
Like what?
Like, in school, if a teacher says, don't throw toilet paper on the walls, I'll throw toilet papers on the wall to spell, you know, like, you guys suck or something.
Immediately, you'll do something oppositional.
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of begging for it when she says don't throw it and gets real specific that way.
So you seem to have a disorder where anytime somebody tells you not to do something, you do it.
Not all the time. Just.
What fat guy is he into?
Have you ever seen the Drew Carey Show?
Yeah.
Drew Carey.
Oh, Drew Carey. Good. I hope he's listening. And what if you saw like a fat old German Shepherd?
Ooh, that's the best.
Yeah, like an old fat German Shepherd that looked a little like Drew Carey and Sean Connery.
Yeah, I'd like that.
What about your boyfriend? Is he jealous?
No.
No, because he's a fat guy in his 40s?
No.
No.
He's my age.
Okay, baby. So what's with all the acting out? Where's your dad?
Well, she's not acting out. She's not doing any of it.
She's a troublemaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Where's your dad?
In my house downstairs on the computer.
Yeah, is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's nice.
Well, why are you a troublemaker? What do you got to prove?
Well, I'm bored. Like, you know, my parents, you know, they make me go to a good school.
Yeah.
They give me, like, everything I want, and I don't want everything I want. I want to have boundaries.
Why don't you cut out yourself or something, then?
No. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. The parents are abandoning in a way that they're just not present, and she wants them to be parents.
Right.
And they're not. And this is kind of what I was picking up on. She didn't get the support she needed to develop a self, and so her arousal pathways got all kind of mixed up and screwed up.
So she wants them to get she wants them to pay attention.
She needs help establishing herself, and parents need to do that. She doesn't need buddies. She needs parents.
All right. So you're saying the parents should pay somebody to hang around with her.
Yeah, basically that's right. No, her parents need to get involved.
Okay. And isn't this why most kids act out, Drew? I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but aren't they sort of asking to be paid attention to?
They are
disciplined. They're looked at.
Yeah, they're responding to something the parents are doing or not doing.
Right. Yeah, that's why I got into radio. You know.
Oh, I know. You're letting your parents have it all the time.
Yeah, I need people to pay attention to me now.
Well, that of course.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break here, Drew.
Go eat some more chocolate.
No, I was just talking about, I'm sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat so much.
Yeah, right.
Drew, you know, you're a horrible influence on me. You really are with your
food
over there.
What is this stack of...
We got a couple of baskets sent to us by our radio agent.
Which are beautiful. Thank you, Bob.
Bob Eatman. And by the way, ironically, his name's Eatman. He never stops giving us food. You know, I think he's trying to fatten us up so we can't be
we can't
on TV.
That's very funny.
Eatman wants to get us both up to like 350 pounds so we can't be on TV anymore. We have more time to dedicate to radio. But ironically named Eatman just sends us over piles of food. And we get this stuff at 10:30 at night. We start digging in by about 11 and none of it's tofu. I guarantee you that. And Drew, I would have... See, here's the deal. Once the seal on the basket is broken, it's game on.
Yeah.
I could have easily left the sanctity of the basket alone, not popped its hymen and thrown it in the trunk of my car and brought it home. But Drew had to break in, and now it's game on. Right?
There you go. But I'm having you eat my basket, so there won't be anything left over for me to eat. See?
Yeah, but now then I will eat my basket on the ride home.
That's right.
Okay, we'll be back. Oh, God. Hey, love line. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Part of the cast of Not Another Teen Movie is going to be in here tomorrow night. Chigga mugga mugga. I'm too sick. Hugga mugga. Chigga mugga. I'll spit my uvula out onto the microphone. All right. Crystal?
Yes.
21?
Yes.
What's up?
My husband wants me to shave my vaginal area.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just think that that would hurt.
You mean shave, like bikini shave?
No, the whole thing.
Like shave off.
Yeah. With a razor clean?
That's what he wants.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you ask him?
He said because that's, I don't know, he just, that's what he wants.
People are amazing, aren't yeah. they?
Well, so what he wants is what he wants. Yeah. And when you guys go out to a movie, who picks the movie?
We don't go to movies.
Huh. It were you to. That is kind of an aggressive answer, isn't it?
No, it just, it's, there's never an ounce of satisfaction on this yeah. show. There just never is. You think you can ask a couple, a young couple, when you go to a movie, who picks them, and the answer is, we don't go to movies. Just, you know what it is? It's like a big chess game I play with all the callers of this show. I try to make my move and get an answer. They slide in, checkmate. I wouldn't even consider that an answer, we don't go to movies. Okay. Now, see, now the problem is I'm on the movies now. I have to pursue the movies. What's the last movie you guys saw?
What's the last movie that we saw? Legally Blonde.
Okay, yeah. So that movie's who picked 6 months old.
Yeah, who picked that one?
So I would say that's going to a movie, right? Yeah. And you picked that movie, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. So you do kind of get to have your way at times in the relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay, are you mad at your husband?
No.
No? You don't sound happy with him.
I'm tired.
Okay.
She's mad at you.
And you have any kids?
Yeah, we have two.
Mm. Ooh, two kids. 21. Wow. Can you slow it down a little? Maybe not have any more?
Oh, we're not.
All right.
Good.
What's he do for a living?
He works construction.
Yeah. Shocking. Shocking.
Adam was making a hammer movement with his wrist before she answered the question.
Drew, you misunderstood. I thought he was a dean of students.
That was a gavel. That was a gavel.
Florida State.
I see. Oh, I see.
It's the tomahawk chop they do. All right. So you don't want to do this, right?
I don't know. I think that it would hurt, like razor burn or whatever.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. A lot of itching and ingrown hairs and stuff.
Why don't you compromise? Give yourself a nice short trim.
Okay. Like with a clipper. You won't, not down to the skin. But it'd be, I think a natural question would be, honey, what is, why? What does that do for you?
Well, he's just trying to breathe a little life into the sex life.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
You give yourself a nice shortcut there, okay?
Okay.
And, Drew, what should you, do you have any of those clippers?
Do we?
No, you.
Or does the...
do you have access?
Does your family own the clippers?
I think I could come up with some.
All right. You ought to get that and cut the kid's hair with it, too.
And then maybe, you sound more than tired, Crystal. You sound profoundly depressed.
And a little angry.
Well, that's part of the irritability of depression. So kind of look into that maybe, too.
True. I know this sounds a little crazy. You tell me where I'm wrong here, because I have a lot of notions as a parent that are probably going to be bad
when
I have kids. But
Oh, yeah.
I see my sister. She's got these two kids.
Yeah.
The hair's all over the place.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, this was even a year or two ago. They're, you know, 1 and 3, 2 and 4 kind of thing. And the hair's all over.
Mm.
And I think, wow, what a pain in the ass as a parent when you have to wash it. Mm-hmm. It gets all dirty and you're working the shampoo and whatnot.
Brush and comb it. Yeah.
Yeah, and all that good stuff. And I understand when you're 5 and 6, maybe even later into the 4s where you're starting to become a little person.
Mm.
But when you're 1 and 2 and even 3... Why not just buy yourself some of them battery operated, $30. Mm-hmm. You get the clipper, you go down to Save-On, you put the number 3 attachment on it, and every 6 weeks you buzz the kid's head and you keep it nice and short, and you don't have to worry about the lice and the crayons getting caught up in there.
That's the thing. My kids beg for buzz cuts.
Yeah, but as a parent, who the hell wants to haul them down to the barber and everything? Right. You just take them out to the backyard, tell them to hang their head in the trash can, and... beat on it a little with a wooden stick, just sure. Wooden
freak
spoon, wake them up a little bit, and then just take that little buzzer and just buzz it all down. Have the whole thing at 3/8 of an inch,
or not even an inch and a half, an inch or 3/4 of an inch. Fine, that's fine. Still buzz it,
right?
It's fine. Yeah.
Jesus, I went to this. I know we're late for break, but I went to this party once. There was this 5-year-old kid, maybe 6, beautiful kid. It was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like a girl because it was very, you know, once in a while you see these very pretty boys, mm-hmm. especially when they're five, mm-hmm. and they just look like girls. Mm-hmm. And the kid had long flowing blonde hair and it was down past the kid's shoulders. So there was 35 people at this party. It's like, oh, what a beautiful little girl. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying it to the kid. Come here, little girl. What's your name, little girl? You know, mm-hmm. and this poor boy had to keep saying, I'm a boy. Mm-hmm. I'm a boy. And I was looking at her parents going, hey, Dix, cut the hair. You're going to turn the kid into a freak. Imagine hearing you're a girl when you're a boy for the first 3 years of your life because your hair's like Rapunzel's.
That's what happened to me.
Oh, is that what happened to you?
That's what happened. There you go.
Okay.
Explains a lot. Oh, boy.
It's all coming into focus now. All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll get back with Anderson and his golden locks. Hey. Love line. I'm Adam. Drew over there. Hop back on them phones, see if we can help the kiddies. Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?